If there's two things you want cold transferred, it's your vaccines and your IPAs. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour, the president of beer podcasts. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're here to hang out and talk about beer, drink beer, all the good beer.
Yeah.
Hopefully any beer. If we don't drink any beer, it's just a mistake. Innocent mistake.
That's right.
So, that's what we're going to do. The listeners are going to call us. We're going to talk about beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for. And all those things before the show, I had a, it was a Citra Dream 16 ounce can from New Glory Brewing. Delicious beer. Bought it at my local Save Mart. And now I just opened up the Modern Times Spaceways. I got at the Whole Foods. It's only like a month old, so I'm going to go for it. Bought it. I wanted to get
it indie?
It's indie. I wanted to get the Mosaic one. A Modern Times Mosaic one. It was like 3 months old, so I said no.
It's cutting it close. Yeah. So we still care about indie, right?
I love
it.
No, it's still there.
Didn't put a pause on it for Corona.
The taste of it, the smell of it.
Oh, I didn't realize I played the whole
thing. I love gold so much that I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident.
Smelting accident. Ooh, that's some good Spaceways.
Spaceways.
It's a good batch, people. Here, see if I can get the date. 10, or wait, what? 10/20. What? Is this right? How did this happen?
Did you buy older beer than you thought?
I did. I thought it was January. I thought it was this month. I thought it was.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's still within.
Track the five.
Still only 2 months old. It's still only 2 months old.
He's wearing his glasses at the store again.
Kenny, come here. You got young eyes. What's this say?
Well, it's still delicious. Down? Is that why you bought
them? What?
Were those cans not turned upside down?
So yeah. I said, well, nobody's turned these upside down. They must be fine. No, it's actually pretty good. So, the Nelson Spaceways from Modern Times. What have you got,
Nick? Old beer shamer eats his words.
Nick, what do you got?
Me?
You.
I'm drinking Rush Hour Square Shape.
Oh, you still got your Rush Hour beers.
Yeah, I was saving them. Then I thought, why the hell am I saving them? I should drink them. I was drinking.
I like your logic.
This is pretty much, if this past year has taught us anything, it's the savings for nothing. Why bother?
Why bother?
Drink everything you got.
Yeah.
What you got, Matt?
What I'm drinking?
Yeah.
Old Rasputin.
Is that 16-ounce can Old Rasputin?
Yep.
Wow. So cool.
So at Whole Foods, they had a 4-pack of bottles for $7.99, which is cheap. Save Mart usually does $8.99 on sale. So I almost picked that up, but two spots over, they had a 4-pack of cans for $11.99. But if it has a yellow tag at Whole Foods and you have Amazon Prime, they give you an additional discount on top of it. So I got a 4-pack of cans for $10.99. best deal.
Oh, Jeff Bezos is such a cool guy to do that. So generous.
Anybody else that wants to do that, that's fine. If you're telling me that there's somebody else that will offer $10.99 for a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans, I would gladly buy it from them as well.
Wow. Satan? Would you do that if it was Satan?
We go way back, so why not?
Buy Satan on sale? What did I miss?
Yeah. Pay attention, Nick.
Okay.
All right, so we know what we're drinking, and it's time to get on with the show, I guess.
Wow. I guess I need a new beard.
Yeah, probably should.
Mm-hmm.
We all need a new beer. New president, new beer. Culture. Matt, you're there. Let's go to you. Yep. What do you got for us? You got some beers to look out for? You got some culture things? What do you got?
Data from the Nielsen ratings show that 47% of Americans are making an effort to cut back or abstain from alcohol altogether. So yet another article saying that NA beers are a thing.
Dry January.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this, because I've been seeing a lot of NAs come across my feeds as well. Do you think it's just dry January, or do you think this is like going to go past dry January?
I see it a couple of ways. If somebody's just like, in general, I'm just trying to drink less and this is a way that helps, that's cool. But if you're the kind of person that's like, look, for one whole month, I drank NAs and now I can't be held responsible for all other 11 months.
I can't do all 11 months. I can't do dry year.
But, you know, they try to focus on their own. That 1 month I was really good, so now I can just do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how.
Now I can go hard. I can drink 2 months in 1 month.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but
I'm a believer in them. I don't, you know, I see people on Twitter sometimes are like, "Why bother?" or whatever, and I'm like, I get them as a day drinking kind of thing, or as if you are doing a dry January or just doing less, still drinking beer, but alcoholic beer, but doing less, I think it works. Cause I'm just a person that needs to have something going on. Meaning like I need to at least have a glass of water or like I need something, even if it's not caffeine or not alcohol, I need to have something there. And, to me, the NAs or whatever it is help if I'm focused on not having beer alcohol.
I love gold.
What do you got there, Matt or Nick? Sorry.
Wow. This is an older Wazoo donation. This is Boy with Apple from Urban Roots. Oh, it's a collaboration. I can't read the other one.
Is it a cider?
No, it's an apple-inspired ale with fresh local apples, vanilla beans, cinnamon, and lactose.
Wait, you can have an apple ale but not a cider? Freaky, man. That sounds Scotty B-ish.
Maybe he's the collab on
this. Collab with Scotty B. Matt, we were talking about NAs. I derailed you.
No, that was the whole tangent thing. Just, they're saying they're still a thing.
They're still happening.
I didn't have anything more to add to that.
I think they're gonna be more. I mean, they've the past couple of years they've been slowly growing and gaining more acceptance. So I wonder if it's gonna get to the point where, you know, alcohol like Budweiser's, or maybe they do. Well, I guess yeah, Heineken famously has that zero. It's like that's when you know you've made it, is when big beer is like making a knockoff version of what craft beer is doing. So
Bud Light has a NA, I believe.
That so seems like Bud the Light least
Bud Light is an A already.
That seems like the last
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
The last customer group of beer to have NAs would be the person that drinks Bud Light all the time. I don't think of the Bud Light drinker of worried about NA, you know, getting an NA beer.
So I see both sides of that. I mean, just from personal experience without naming names, I've had people say both sides. I've had somebody say that, oh, I don't mind NAs, but they just don't. There's not a lot of options. It's just it tastes like bland beer number, or, you know, bland beer B or bland beer A. Though I wish they had one that tasted, you know, hoppy or something like that. And then I've had other friends that could be like, ah, I can't drink this because it tastes so much like beer. I can't tell the difference. And the few different NAs or low calorie beers I've had, there's generally like, just like with like a diet soda with like a synthetic sweetener. It's like, you know what you're getting into, and there's that mindset. The closest thing that I've found, which I understand it kind of blurs the line, there's at Whole Foods, out of all things, it's literally called hot tea, but it's a black tea, or they have different variants of it, but with hops and with caffeine, which is awesome. But to me, that's like the closest you can get where you're out in public. You're like, man, should I be drinking this? This feels wrong. You know, it's like you're checking like the back of the can.
Maybe I'm kind of fucked up right now.
But yeah, I mean, I understand all sides of that, and you know, there's different niches for different areas, but I would almost feel like if you're drinking an NA, the purpose is to like confidently say, yeah, it's like, this isn't exactly what I was hoping for, but at least I know I'm sure that I'm drinking an NA.
Right. So
and then to an article that's completely polar opposite, which is an Imperial Stout.
Yes. Quads.
Illsmith, not only do they have their Speedway Stout that we love so much, but now they are distributing 16 ounce cans, 4-packs of their variants. So the first variant is Speedway Stout Espresso and Madagascar Vanilla Bean.
Yes, please.
Can be had in their distribution area. 12% ABV. So that is the opposite.
Imagine going up to the counter with that and an NA 6-pack, and then that too. Guys, all what's going on with you, man?
First, we get ripped.
Yeah. Then we mellow out.
Then we mellow out.
He secretly gets ripped, and then he shows his wife that he's got NAs. Oh, you just smell the NAs, babe. You said you wouldn't drink tonight. They're just NAs.
Show me your Yeti. What's in your Yeti?
No. It's private, man. It's private. What's in my Yeti? My Yetis are private.
That's a whole nother level of, like, I remember, again, I won't name names, but I remember, like, friends, they would be like 8 a.m., like, cracking open that first one on their story or whatever, and they're just like,
yeah,
day number, who knows, of
quarantine. Just another Wednesday.
Yep. I'm just like, all right. I can't bring myself to do that, but you're right there. I mean, not saying that I didn't do something similar on Sunday before quarantine.
All I know, whenever somebody, well, I know you're talking about like daily, obviously excessive, but like whenever somebody scoffs at morning beer, I'm like, oh, so do you scoff at mimosas?
Ooh, yes, I do.
So, yeah, mimosas have more alcohol than my coffee, 5% coffee stout. So leave me alone. That's what you got, Matt.
I want Speedway stout.
The big ones. The big one.
But I'm okay with this old Rasputin, though. So maybe one day we'll have barrel-aged old Rasputin in a can.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Oh, this one's for the brother. You might want to look out for it. But remember, and this is like a situational thing where you had to go usually to Body in the Bog.
Oh, that old place.
But remember, remember the bottle you can get? I'm going to butcher the name, but it was like Ola Dub or Ola Dub.
Yeah, the Belgian style ale.
I don't know if it was I thought it was a stout.
No?
Oh. What am I thinking? But anyways, I've seen it at Spokeasy, our local brewery, but you can get it in a little...
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like an 8-ounce can now. Wow. It's like a high-power beer.
Like the Starbucks concentrate. Shot in a can.
It's concentrate. It's like my orange, Harvesting frozen orange Ola juice Dub. In the freezer. Concentrated beer.
Is spoon start eating it out of the cardboard tube?
Oh, I did used to do that as a kid. Just start eating. Open up the frozen orange juice and just start eating it.
Like ice cream.
Yep.
Ola Dub or black oil.
Yeah, old engine oil matured in Highland Park whiskey barrels. That's what it is. But now I've seen it come in like a little 8-ounce can. It's adorbs.
Okay, I'm looking out for this.
Oh my gosh, are you in 8-ounce cans? Look at you. You are so adorable.
Okay, I just sent it in the group chat.
Yay.
I listen to a morning show on Spotify, and they talk about the group chat all the time. Guys. So we should totally boast that we have a group chat that we talk about things off air.
What morning show?
It's actually called The Get Up. It's Spotify's own morning show.
Okay. Do they like? Is it music based?
They'll talk about it a little bit, but how Spotify does it is so there's three show segments, but in between. The music they play is curated from your own Spotify.
What?
Versus everybody listening to the same songs during the breaks, you get your own Spotify music. What?
So I'm going to hear, I'll hear death metal in between segments.
Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, and now your favorite songs of 2020. And it'd be like,
I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, morning.
No, wake the fuck up.
Wow. Nah, I gotta listen just to hear that. I wanna hear what Spotify chooses for me.
Yeah, I mean, you could even, you don't even have to listen to the show. You can click on the show, the Get Up, and it will tell you. It'll show you the three segments because they're on East Coast, so even if you wake up at 4 o'clock, you already have the show.
Sorry there.
But yeah, you can see the song.
Well, we're up at 7 a.m. right now. Friday.
But you'll see the songs between the breaks, and then they have, after the show, they have more songs than, you know, just three or so.
All right. I'll get in on that. I like creative.
Check it out.
Podcast related things. Nick.
Now I'm done talking.
Yeah, jeez, Matt. God, Chatty Matty. Chatty Matty. Old Chatty Matty. Whenever people talk to me on the streets, when I'm walking around on the streets, they're like, Mikey from the Perfect Bar. I'm like, yeah. Like, hey, what's up with Matt? Chatty Matty, huh? I'm like, yeah, I know, man. Chatty Matty. And then I walk on. That's usually the most common thing I get bothered about the podcast.
Wow.
Go ahead, Nick.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing on the streets, bro.
Oh, I'm hanging out in the streets.
What you doing out there?
I'm out there in the streets.
Kicking a can or... Yeah.
I'm on the streets. Yeah. I got to get out there on the streets. I'm the president. I got to get out there, mingle looking on the streets. Looking for blog posts. Looking for blog post ideas. That's what I do, man. All
checking
day.
Loading docks for beer getting warm.
Yep. Like, hey, it's supposed to be kept cold. I'm calling Vinny right now. Huh? Vinny! I'm calling Vinny! None of that's cold transferred. All right, thanks, bud.
Oh, Matt's got a friend.
Aw. Yeah, I'd like to, Matt, over there in Matt's studio 1A, he's got the black kitty. And I'd like to inform everyone that Louie got kicked out of the studio earlier because of a cat incident. Mm-hmm. We have two neighbor cats that have been trying to get in the garage during the winter cold times. Their owners don't let them in the house. And so they've been coming over here to get in the studio and warm up. And there was a meeting of Louie and the cats. And
it did not go well.
Didn't go well. So Louie is not here for this episode. So sorry to say. But Matt's cat is. At least there is an animal. We've got to always have an animal.
Don't make me get the boxers.
Studio pet. Get the boxers in there.
Nah, we don't need that kind of trouble. Oh,
smell like farts. There's
nothing better than boxer trouble, man.
I guess that's only bad for me then.
I saw the other day on my walking down an avenue near my house, a lady, she had a yellow lab and a boxer. She was walking. I was like, wow. She's got it all. She's got everything
what
in
could
life.
Be?
There's if I walk down one of the side streets, there's two houses before the next street. So the three streets following my house, there's a set of dogs. So it's like the first pair of houses, there's the breezeway, there's a white boxer.
Ooh,
and there's
the rarest of boxers.
Yep. Then the second set of houses, there's a little Boston Terrier, and then there's another dog, also cool. And then there's the third set of houses, same thing, another breezeway, and it's a boxer mix, and that's my friend's dog, and her name is Pickle. Awesome.
That's cool.
Boxer mixes are the best. Not that purebreds aren't great, but purebreds, no matter what the breed of dog, the purebreds are always a little shaky going on.
I just always enjoy because she'll like bark at me as I'm walking by, and I'll be like, hey, Pickle. And like wave at her and she'll like calm down. I'm like, yeah,
she's like,
friends.
She's like, whoa, like that human knew my name.
That's all I wanted to say. Hi,
just one acknowledgement. Okay,
there's probably countless footage of me on people's like security cameras of like waving to their animals.
That sounds like an Instagram account that should be. People waving at dogs.
Backstory. I go on walks every morning, and other backstory, I'm secretly hoping that somebody posts on Nextdoor or something. Like, man walks by, waves at dogs.
Look at this man that walks by and waves at my dogs all the time.
With the occasional Yeti stride pose.
Stacey's got a Yeti. I don't know why.
Called out.
Nick, are we still looking at things or talking about things? What are we doing?
What's happening?
Yeah, so have you guys ever heard of raw ale?
Raw ale?
Raw ale.
Raw ale?
Is that like a firkin?
Would you like to make a raw ale, bro?
Raw ale, bro.
Yeah.
That sounds like something my Mr. Beer Kit does.
I'm looking. Makes it raw.
Raw. Yeah, I'm pretty into raw ales, bro.
It's the ultimate indie.
Yeah. Oh, that's indie beer? Is it raw?
It's so indie, it makes itself.
Says fuck you while it's fermenting.
That's right.
Flips a bird as it ferments.
So I'm looking at Scotty B. I want to know if he's made a raw ale.
Raw milk is just unpasteurized, but beer is not normally pasteurized. It can be, and it can be.
Yes.
But what makes it raw?
It's a no boil beer. They don't get it above 160 degrees.
So you probably die if you drink it.
You could die.
You could die from drinking a club soda.
That too.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, you would strike or Vorloff or steep or whatever you want to call it at about that temperature, but that's blowing my mind. Why would you not?
It hangs on to more of the, how do they call it?
The tannins.
Microorganisms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
I feel like I don't want more microorganisms in my beer.
I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good, but I wish I had more microorganisms.
What? How's that saying go? It's not whether you could, it's whether you should.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Okay.
Leaves the beer with more protein, creating a fuller mouthfeel, invisible haze. Well,
I could use more protein. It's a, what's a diet? The all protein diet?
Keto.
It's a keto beer.
It's a keto beer. It's got all the proteins you want.
No thanks.
Meat, cheese, lettuce. Meat, cheese, lettuce. That's been my diet my whole life. Keto, bro.
You're like, I was ketoing before there was ketoing, all right?
I invented it.
Do you get the lettuce bun at Habit?
No.
No, it's not getting crazy.
It's not bad. I've had it.
It
keeps you, it's hearty.
It's hearty.
Keeps you full.
Keeps fiber.
Actually, the lettuce just keeps the cheese and the meat from getting all over the place. So that's pretty handy.
If it doesn't get all over the place.
Whoa.
If it doesn't get in your face.
Don't think I'd order a lettuce wrap at Carl's Jr. I think we have a line
here. Oh, that's fresh from the bag. They freshly opened that lettuce bag like 6 hours ago. You're fine.
You definitely don't want a lettuce wrap at Burger King with the shredded lettuce.
Shredded lettuce wrap. It's a lettuce wrap.
They give you a plastic bag. You're supposed to hold the plastic bag up to your face and then just kind of push it.
Shovel into your mouth.
Yeah, like a push pop.
Yeah. Can you like put all the ingredients in the bag of lettuce and shake it real quick and then coat, coat really well?
I know I'm going on a tangent again.
Oh, do you?
I've been trying to find it. Go. Go ahead.
The two times I've been to Habit and I've been like, oh, I should be healthy and I'll get the chicken sandwich or like a tri-tip salad, I felt worse than just eating the burger.
Oh, so God.
Just get the burger. You know what you're getting.
Because your body's like, what are you doing? Lettuce? What am I supposed to do with this?
Where's the bread? Where's the bread? Oh, side note, have you guys had the Habit Nuggies yet?
What? Do explain.
Habit has introduced the fanciest chicken nuggets I've ever seen, and they're delicious.
Oh my God. That sounds like something my daughter would say. Give me some chicken nuggies.
So they have a $25 meal, which is like four burgers, four fries with those, I think, the chicken nuggets.
That's for one person, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's call that the Mikey.
Yeah, the Mikey. Oh, you want the Mikey? Yeah. Okay. You gotta get three sides of ranch, too. Okay.
Did you also have six spaceways before you came in, sir?
Yes, I did.
Thanks for noticing.
Thank you for noticing. Huh?
Let me guess, you parked in your spot again.
That's my spot.
I'm enjoying this apple ale. This is very nice. Apple ale. I'm not saying it's apple pie-like, but it's nice.
I love gold!
What do you have, Matt?
Just General Sherman. Don't.
Boring!
Boring. All my do we have a boring button?
Are in my we need pot. One. Boring!
All right, Mikey, you better beef up your LinkedIn endorsements.
Geez. I gotta approve some friend requests on LinkedIn. I'm really behind.
This one's for you.
Okay.
Sierra Nevada is looking for a brand manager-innovation technician.
Whoa.
Yeah. Can you handle that?
I'm in. I'd probably have to move to Chico. No, thanks.
They do not say that.
If I could stay in Fresno, does it say anything about staying in Fresno? Does it say like, yes, you can stay in Fresno.
From the luxury of your own futon.
Ooh, I do a lot of creative work on experience. A futon. What experience at very mediocre Twitter?
Yeah. Would you like the list of,
look at my Twitter feed. Oh, which one? Perfect Pour. Yeah, look at it. Oh, it's once a week you post a link to your show. Yeah, pretty innovative, huh? pretty high end social media management there,
yeah.
I'll link to Sierra Nevada Pales all week.
My favorite is when I go to tag Mikey on a social media and I try to decide which between his two main ones. I'm like, which one will he view first? But then I see a third one and I'm like, what's this? And he's all, this one. We're not there yet. No, we're not
sports,
there yet.
That's the sports guy. Oh yeah. I have a couple of Twitter ones I quote unquote bought to hold for future use that I probably won't ever use.
Other people call them burner accounts, but yeah.
Burners. No, they're not burners. They're like future projects that I won't ever get to.
President Mikey's.
President? Yeah. POTUS. Mikey. POTUS Mikey. POTUS. Mikey POTUS.
POTUS MS.
Just in case I get run for president one day. Gotta get that scooter. Gotta get that hat.
I am envious of certain people that were like they were on a platform so quick that they on Twitter could just be like at Mike.
Yeah.
Or at Mikey.
The one problem with that is that you're definitely on the black web, whatever. The dark web. The black web.
Wow.
The dark web.
Let's pause for that grandpa moment.
You're on the black, web. Huh? What are you talking about? You know. No, but I listened to a podcast episode once that like the better your at handle is, like the more simple and more effective your at handle is, the more susceptible it is to getting taken over by the dark web. There you go. No, you know, you learn something every day here on the Perfect Pour.
That's right.
What else, Nick? Are we talking about? Right. What are we talking about?
We're moving into looking out for.
I hope I edit that section out, but I probably won't.
Okay.
I really mean to edit sections out where I look dumb, but.
Oh.
Still somehow they get squeaked through.
Are we not supposed to call attention to those moments?
No.
You know what, Mikey? We had to live through it, so do they.
Oh. Yeah, once in a while you're like, man, I remember Mikey doing something really dumb this week, and I didn't hear it. I wonder what happened.
Yeah, we remember that too. Not. Are we ready for looking out for us? Are we still blending?
Yeah, we're blending, man. That's what 2021, man. Nobody's said anything about it, positive or negative, so we're just going with it.
I'm not sure which one of you would be into this, but this is for you, both of you.
I'm not. Just to let you
hazy know. Drinkers. Bike Dog Brewing has a Sherbert Shakes. It is a fruit-forward IPA. Fruit-forward milkshake IPA, I should say.
And it
has the classic pink, green, orange,
yeah,
you know, sherbet ice cream flavor colors on the can.
I had this. I didn't put it in my looking out fours last week because I just sort of forgot about it. Yeah, I had it. I didn't like it.
Wow. I didn't like it. Okay.
It was like sherbet.
Yeah.
Because I like milkshake IPAs for the most part, but this it was too ridiculous for me.
I knew.
Even for me. I mean, too ridiculous, then man, you made something ridiculous.
You done fucked up. Pure Project is having an anniversary. Their fifth anniversary beer will be released on the 21st. So I wish I could tell you what that is, but because of the magic of the world, I don't know yet. But they do have cool merch to go with their fifth anniversary beer and a really cool logo.
They have a solid logo with the Leafs. It's kind of reminiscent of the Fresno flag. The Fresno flag has like three different symbols. And one of the symbols is like Leafs. It looks kind of in that ballpark.
I could see that.
People don't like the Fresno flag. I like the Fresno flag.
I have my own.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, I bought it from. Crap! It's the girl who used to run Twee Boutique. I can't remember.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. She had a little pop-up shop inside a coffee shop, and I bought one there.
You're like, all right, you got me.
From Eighth Notch, right?
Yes.
Melanie.
Fresno reference.
And then she had some like merch at Valparaiso. For a while, and I don't remember if that's still there or not.
Nothing's still there.
Nothing exists anymore. We can't go outside. Mm-hmm. I am looking out for Slice Beer's Take With Food Triple IPA, Triple West Coast IPA.
Me too.
Sorry, it has a pharmacy medicine bottle look to it with the orange and white label.
Looks pretty rad.
Nice 10%er. Simcoe,
break me off a Cryo, piece of and triple Citra. Bull bear.
Oh, you just made a new beer for someone.
We create so many names and ideas on the show. I mean, nobody cares.
But we should just be a beer marketing firm.
Yeah.
With a podcast. I'd be down for that. Pants. They're like shorts.
All we want is beer. We don't want anything but beer and attention. We just want some attention. Just somebody,
that last part made it just sad.
Just some brewery to rub my shoulders once in a while and just tell me I'm handsome.
You're not even listening to me, are you?
Oh, they're getting closer all the time. All right, is that all you got, Nick?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. To scour your moleskin. By the way, this episode 391 is the last episode is closing out this current moleskin I have. I have taken up all the pages. I will be next week I'll be shifting my first time to the Lynchicum style notebook.
A what?
Lynchicum.
What'd you call us?
Peachy King?
Lynchicum. Peachy King folder. Peachy King folder. And I'll just be using a folder and random pieces of paper I find around.
Oh, spiral bound notebook where you tear it out. And so you got all the.
That's what I started with. And then I realized, oh, geez, if I spend a few more dollars, I can have a nice notebook.
Yeah.
Instead of a $3 grocery notebook.
What about your 1800s notebook, bro?
1800s. Oh, yeah. That one, I'm going to save for eBay one day.
That's collectible.
I can't bring myself to use mine either. It's just going to be, it's going to sit new.
Someday forever. When the 1800s blow up, I'll be like, look at this. Look what I got. Let's see. What do we got here? Greg Avola of Untapped. We are big Untapped talkers on this show. He is stepping down. One of the co-founders of Untapped, Greg. The other co-founder already had stepped down once NextGlass bought him out. He was like, cool, thanks for the money, later. But Greg Avola stayed on and kept doing all his duties. And but he is stepping down now as well, saying that he wants to be just spend more time with the family and all that thing. So now I guess Untapped won't have any of the co-founders will no longer be involved with Untapped. Untapped will be completely co-founder list now. I don't know if that means anything to Untapped at all, but
do they have like
ghost ship or what are we talking?
Do they have like the touring keyboard player that's like been there the whole time?
Yeah, there'll be somebody original. There'll be like somebody. There's some graphic designer or some person that involved in Untapped.
We've only had one touring keyboard guy.
He's like the only original member. He's the only original member of Untapped.
Kenny the janitor.
So, cheers. Early cheers to Greg for... And, you know, hey, if I got next... You know, if you have this next glass money and you can just be like, you know what? I can just chill at home and I don't have to do anything. I guess I can't blame anyone for... Just like saying sayonara. Have fun with the app I developed. I'll see you later.
Good luck with that.
I'm a millionaire. You can You have fun with the app. I'll check into my Rolling Rock beers once in a while.
Yeah. Never liked IPAs anyway. One star.
Greg Ebola, just like, that would be great. Just afterward, just like, you know what? Now that it's all over, I fucking hate IPAs. I checked in so many IPAs over the years. Oh my God. Just to make myself look cool on Untappd. I hate IPAs, all right? Just want to say for the record, IPAs suck. All those IPAs I checked into, all those 4 stars and 5 stars, they're all bullshit because I hate them all.
It's all bullshit.
And no longer have to deal with people trying to check in Fireball.
He's like, I've got so sick of trying to freaking mediate everything on this app.
Fireball is not a unique check-in.
It's not a unique check-in, okay? Yeah, it is.
Badge is revoked.
I couldn't find that hop water on there, by the way. Last week I had that H2O hop. Oh, it wasn't on there.
Some pop.
Nope.
I was like, oh, really? Okay.
Must contain alcohol.
Must contain alcohol.
I love gold.
I just opened beer. It is a pretty can. It's from El Segundo. It was a looking out for, and I saw it. And I think this is a market. That pretty can, guys. Showing the boys in the video. That's a very nice can.
Yes, yes. I'm hoping El Segundo still has not
commenting on my canes.
Very nice. They're luscious.
Luscious. It's called On the Horizon. It's got a water tower and a moon, and the atmosphere of this planet it's on is orange. All right, but it looks cool. It's a cool can. It smells rustic. It says 7.2. Sorry, no IPA or no ABV game on this one. Wow, what is that? There's a hop that's familiar to me, but also, it's like almost rye. It's kind of rye. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, it's too long of a description. Never mind. What else? What else have we got here? I almost put away my moleskin. The final writings of this moleskin. Southgate, our friends up at Southgate up there in the Oakhurst, we had a freakish windstorm come through our mountain area, Yosemite and Oakhurst. Although it was like almost completely still here in the valley, but in the mountains, they're having 70 mile per hour winds, knocked down a bunch of huge, you know, old trees, and went through people's cabins and houses. Southgate had the whole outdoor parking lot set up, blew all their tents out and their tables out and blew it all out, but they're continuing on. So just want to say, just acknowledge our Southgate friends up there. And I can't wait till things get back to normal so I can go. I miss Southgate a lot, even though you can still get takeout up there. But if I'm going to drive up in the mountains, I want the full experience, you know?
So I saw on Nextdoor of all apps, I saw a notification where PG&E like reached out, was like, hey, in these counties, there could be high winds. This is the storm. So reached out to my friends in the San Luis Obispo County. And they were like, yeah, we're kind of over here, so we're good. And I was like, okay, well, if it's hitting the coast, you know, it says Fresno County, we could hit it too. The weather was a little bit weird, but it was just bizarre to me that it was like the coastal towns plus the mountain towns were just like hit at the same time. And we're just kind of like,
we're like, what are you talking about?
70 degrees?
Yeah. It was 70 degrees and completely still. Right. I got a text from my boss. He's like, watch out for high winds. I'm like, what? Yeah, it was weird, man. And then I saw it happening in L.A. too. And I was like, that's some weird, weird stuff. Wild, wacky stuff. The DDH Pliny in cans, it sold out very quickly online because I tried to get it online. It was already gone.
Why?
Just people like to buy it. But Russian River says that in February, they're going to be making a lot more. And don't worry about it. And it's going to... So, you know, check back in February. There might be a lot more of the DDH Pliny cans. Do you guys... I don't... You guys don't strike me as necessarily Vegas people. Other than like checking it out once and be like, hey, wow, let's go. But like BrewDog is looking at building a rooftop tap room in Vegas. Would you be into that? Would you be like, yeah, I'll go to that.
If I was there for a concert or another type of show and we needed something to do, yeah, I'd be into that. We don't go gamble, but we do go see shows there.
Yeah. You see one of those Beatles tribute peoples? What's the best? What's the best of the Beatles tribute touring acts? Have you seen any?
Nick? Wow! No, we've seen the Cirque du Soleil Beatles show.
Yeah,
that was really good. I've never seen a cover band in Vegas.
Well, I've seen them in Fresno.
There's the bands that play like a little bit of everything.
I've seen that. There was one that came Fresno through at Soroyan. Yeah. Did you guys see that one? The one that was at Soroyan?
Yeah, we've seen that one, and we've seen the two different local Beatles tribute bands, Rockville and the Beatles with two E's.
Beatles,
Nate Butler extravaganza. But yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a real tribute band in Vegas.
Well, you haven't lived.
We've seen tribute bands in Cayucas.
Yes, we have.
Cayucas. Cayucas has a venue?
Yes, the old saloon.
The old saloon. Hey, we're a tribute band. What are you tributing? Fuck you.
Play Skinnerd. Okay.
Okay.
Really? Play House and Chains. Okay.
Really? Play House and Chains. The outside of black IPAs, the thing to look out for this
year. You're drunk. Yeah, you're ugly. I'll be sober in the morning.
This is where we're at in this episode. besides black IPAs in 2021, I think golden ales are going to keep continuing to be freaking crazy. Bell's Brewing is going all in on one called No Yeah. It's playing off the Midwestern charm and culture. Called Noya. It's I mean, you got 805, you got 99 Golden Ale from Tioga, and you got the Bell's Brewing Noya. And I mean, Golden Ale's the ultimate gateway style. Hey, how's it going?
You all right over there?
I'm all right. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. This is fine.
This is all fine.
Will the dumpster fire continue?
You guys watch The Curse of Oak Island? Watch that show?
No. What is that? Is that another Star Wars spinoff?
No, it's not. It's one of those reality shows that goes on forever. It's a group of people that there's this Oak Island off. I think it's off the coast of Canada. It's either off the coast of Canada or Northeast Americas. And like, it's this very tiny little island that they dig up for, like, you know, looking for buried treasure, basically.
Artifacts.
They've been doing this for like 6 years, and Wow. They, you know, they'll find like a little coin and they'll be like, oh, this means something. And then that lasts for like the whole year of the episode. So wow. I'm just like, I don't know why I'm bringing it up now, but I'm just throwing it in there.
A good tangent right now.
Yeah. Throw it in there as a tangent. Just seeing if the coast of Irk Island catches on. This is the
beginning of our segue into lifestyle podcast.
Yeah, we're a lifestyle podcast now. We're the lifestyle genre. A lifestyle. I feel like I missed an opening for Nick, or maybe it was Matt.
Oh yes, I did. I don't know if Matt did, but I did. Guava Lava by Mraz Brewing Company, Imperial Sour.
Oh, is that also a Wazoo Corvette beer, or did you buy that for yourself?
No. This has to be Wazoo. It's that strange. I don't really remember seeing Mraz even in Fresno.
It's
not bad.
You're really scraping the barrel now. You must be out of Lister beers that's the style you're drinking.
These are the ones that have sat in the back for a little too long, so it's time to get to them. I'm out of personal beers, so I'm down to the
damn it.
And it's either this or 9% Light Fighter from Zach's Brewing.
Not a bad option.
But that one I want to save for my Mandalorian Sundays when we're watching Star Wars.
Wow. Still haven't watched it.
You're going to have 6 months to wait before there's anything new Star Wars related. So
it's going to be a while. Oh, man.
Kenobi is next. Kenobi. Hello there. Will you call me tonight?
We
are a show that allows you to be on the show, the listener of The Perfect Pour. You can call the voicemail line 559-492-0542. Get your voice on the show. Or you can record something and send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. All right, so it doesn't look like we have any traditional voicemails this week, so we're going to head on over to the perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com feed, and we do have some. And the first one comes from this person right here.
Hey, Perfect Pour, it is Colin and Janine.
Hey.
How you doing? We are, that's Sunday.
Live it up,
Janine. Trying the Champs from... Was it Arrow Lodge?
Mm-hmm.
So Janine got me something for my birthday called the Craft Beer Kings Hazy 6-pack subscription that comes every month, and this came in there. I don't know if you guys have had it. It's pretty tasty. I don't know if it's tasty. I'm going to try it. So take a sip.
Okay.
Here
Cheers.
You go. Cheers.
What is it, Colin?
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a winner. That's a big winner. Oh, by the way, so Nick, I took a little bit of a page out of your book last night. I'm not going to say I was completely lost, but I certainly didn't know my way. And I left a 3/4 of a beer on the countertop. So this morning I was like, it was a Juicy Bits. By the way, Mikey, I saw you're checking the Juicy Bits. Anyway,
finally.
I know, sorry. So I, I put it in the refrigerator, and then I left and went out all day, and I came back, and I put it in the glass, and it did not taste good at all.
I don't think it works with IPAs. No. It only works with stouts.
Yeah, so stouts, maybe. I don't know, maybe. I'm sure you're going to say maybe I just shouldn't drink hazies or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of fun. On the liquor front, Janine's dad bought me a bottle of Japanese whiskey, which is something I don't usually drink, but the flavors are amazing in this thing. And her dad's the man.
Pretty cool.
He is. He's really cool. She's just smiling at me. I don't know if she wants to make this call right now. What do you think, Janine?
I don't.
Do you have any culture?
I haven't had anything pre-planned.
So nah, that's okay. We did want to make a call, though. Man, you guys had a really good show last week. We really enjoyed it. We did a Zoom this weekend.
Oh, I wanted to tell Mikey about what Arizona's like. So there is indoor seating there. Everything is 6 feet apart. So, yeah, we did call you from Fate. We were inside. The other two nights we went there, we were seated outside, but that night we were seated inside. But everything's six feet apart and everything. So, yeah, there's indoor and outdoor dining there.
Yep, except for Wren House, which was closed. Well, closed to seating, which was kind of a bummer.
To go only, just because that's in Phoenix proper. And I guess in Scottsdale, it was fine. And then when we went out to TCBC and
8-Bit,
they were out there, too. They were fine to have indoor seating as long as you were 6 feet apart.
Yeah, I guess there's a bunch of different 8-Bits, too. There's one in Murrieta or whatever, California. So I don't know. 8-Bit was cool. TCBC is small little shop. It was kind of fun though.
Yeah, and we were going to go to that. Where was it?
What is the name of that spot? Yeah, Mikey, the craft beer bar, Tap Savvy. We Tap super Savvy. Suck. We should have gone.
Yeah,
we couldn't get a lift. We were trying to get a lift, and a lift wouldn't come. But
yeah, they're anyways, like, I'm not going out there.
3 minutes. So keep the good work, guys. Yay.
Bye.
Thanks, Colin and Jenny. Tell us about your Phoenix region trip. I wonder why they went to Phoenix for vacation. If you go to Phoenix for vacation, it's usually golf related or spring training baseball related. It doesn't sound like they went for either of those things. So
it's not weather related.
Yeah, that too. Again, if you're just like, I just got to get out of this winter stuff. Let me go to Phoenix. You know, they're in Denver. It's winter, but it's
could
also
be snowing.
Not that bad. Yeah. When you're in Phoenix, you call those people snowflakes. The people from north, you know, Chicago. There's a lot of Chicago people that go to Phoenix during
Chicago.
The winter. You call them snowflakes. That is neat. So here we go. Let's continue on with voicemails.
First of all, I never really ever start my voicemails this way, but thank you. Really, really appreciate you, Brian Beagle of the Indie Beer Show. I am actually enjoying my very, very first society beer, the Butcher Stout, homie. Amazing, amazing dark. I feel like I'm drinking old-ass motor oil from a diesel engine with dark chocolates, and it's a delicious, delicious stout. Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you, a.k.a. Sora Ike Suds. Really, really appreciate. This is a good-ass beer, homie. Also, Perfect Pour, how you about this doing, homie?
Man, what's up, man?
I'm buzzed off one glass, man. 9.6
cool, dude.
ABV on this. It's drinking smooth.
Why aren't you at your smoker or barbecue?
Listen, I listened to last week's show, and I totally forgot all the questions you've asked, but there's one I do remember. And Mikey, on your thinking and drinking, you talked about beer caves. That's it. So, quick thing, homie. You got one of the coolest beer caves I've ever visited. I have had the opportunity to hang out in your beer cave. That's it. You have a beer wall with a lot of dope cans and bottles of cool beers. You have a pretty dope beer fridge, an old school beer fridge. I mean, like that's from the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, right?
It's like an $80 fridge.
It's like yellow, like if it was a smoker's fucking fridge, but it works. It keeps your beers cold. And then you have enough space for people to have a cool ass beer conversation, and you have the means to record it and
share those conversations. For beer conversation.
the people out there, homie, with craft beer enthusiasts like myself. So you do have one of the coolest beer caves. If you don't think you do, I'm going to tell you now, homie, you freaking do. Also, the winner of the first ever Name That Tune, Hopsound, Jay. Congratulations, and I think I'm going to have to ban you because for some reason your answers are always up before even the post clears on my phone, homie. So either you're a stalker or you're an FBI agent. I said, I'm kidding. I'm not banning you, but like you said, you offered to lay back for a while and give other people a chance. I really appreciate that. Your beer's on the way. I'm not going to tell you what I sent you, but it's probably a beer that would help you get some points on this contest for unique beers. So there you have it. Next week will be the next one. So people, like I said, be out there. Follow me on Untappd. Win some free beer. Do I have a question for you guys? I do, but does it really matter? No. Let's just keep the show going. Mikey, last thing I want to say is, we don't have no guests because we have the coronavirus and, 6 feet apart. So what about you start interviewing listeners, homie? It doesn't have to be for the whole show. Maybe you can cut someone in the beginning or the end and interview them, I don't know, just some stuff for you. So a little twist to the show. Think about it. What do you think, homie? That's about it. You can use Skype. You can use, Patreon. It was not Patreon. I forgot the name Golden of it. Gods, we're all using it. We tried it out. It was five of us on there. It was Tom, myself, Radar, Al Green joined us, and then we had Scotty 91, homie, and it worked. So I don't know. It's up to you. Just an FYI. This is Chew Your Beer. Everybody, go out there, pop open some beers, and enjoy them, and sip them away, homie. This is Chew Your Beer. You ain't the watch. Oh, peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks for calling it. Yeah, I mean, I definitely could be doing more interviews, especially with, Golden Gods or listeners or whatever. That takes planning and stress and all those things. Don't think that's not going to happen.
At 6 a.m. on a Friday.
Yeah. Who's available at 6 a.m. on Friday mornings to drink beer and talk about beer? Not many people. But it's a thing, your thing that should be or is happening. I don't know. I'm not a big interviewer guy as far as a podcast listener and producer. I like the host of the show, the content and the host of the show. I don't care about that, the other side of it, but also I like talking to listeners. We definitely should be, it's been so long since we've had people on the show, really. So like, what's Rad Stacy doing with Firestone? Let's get Rad Stacy on here.
I don't know.
What's her job like in the pandemic? You can find out some stuff,
How many Super Bowl displays has she stacked?
Right. This is Super Bowl display time. How many end zones does she create? How many football fields has she created with beer? 12 packs. Yeah.
Did they make 805 Cerveza so they'd have two colors?
Oh. Has anyone had that 805 Cerveza?
No,
yeah, I'm not big on the Corona. I have not style beer.
That that would be a situational beer if you were able to go out to a restaurant and eat,
right?
So therefore, we have not had it because we have not had a situation to have.
We have no more situations anymore.
You get to buy the beer you want.
Life is a situation. I don't need the drink Firestone Corona knockoff beers. I'm at home. I'll just drink my hop.
Buy all the old Spaceways you want.
Yep. The Nick 80 on Untapped. What were you drinking this past week that we don't know about? Reveal.
That we don't know about.
Yeah.
What day was the 16th? Was that a, that was a weekend. Okay. So this did not count as a show beer. I had my Rush Hour coffee stout with Lana coffee.
What time of day did you have that?
What time of day? Does Untapped tell you?
Well, it tells you what when you checked it in.
It tells you what day, but not what time.
Wait, it doesn't? Does it tell you what time?
According to mine, it gives me the day. So it was the 16th, which was Saturday.
Saturday.
But not the exact hour I checked it in.
Wait a second here.
I've
always just assumed the time was there. I guess you're right. Man, you learned something new today.
It was afternoon, evening. So this is the Lana Coffee Reverent Coffee Blend. That was the last of the three I hadn't tried yet, and that one was pretty good. And then I went digging around in the old beer cellar.
The old beer cellar.
Because there's no what reason to save beers down there? Anymore. So
I'm in the beer cellar, honey.
Yeah.
Stop making so much noise.
AKA under the kitchen sink. I had a Maltose Falcons from Firestone Walk.
Oh.
Brownie is that a wine.
Wes Anderson a movie?
A brown barley wine. Kind of sounds like that, huh? Maltose Falcons. This is an older beer because it's in the 22-ounce bottle. I believe this was a gift from the Zacks.
Aw.
Yeah. I held on to it thinking, oh, this is a good special occasion beer. And then I got to this year and said, fuck it, there ain't no special occasions
everything's
anymore.
A special occasion.
So I drank it. Sans Narwhal Buddy, if you know what I mean.
Wow. What did you do on your Snapchat after that?
Yeah, oh man. Let's just say it's a good thing those didn't last.
they delete. Yeah, if I don't have a Narwhal Buddy, my Snapchat account just blows up.
Yeah, we're turning on the delete in 24 hours filter.
I need that guy that the commercials with the insurance guy that like don't let you turn into your parent. Don't become your parents. I need that guy to follow me around.
We all see it
late at night.
We all see it.
Like, should I post a picture? Hey, I'm going to post a picture of my taint. Probably people want to see my taint. Nobody wants to see your taint. Nobody wants to see your taint. Oh, come on. It'd be really cool. No, nobody wants to see that.
Ah!
Tom Pritchard, can I get a round of jalapeno poppers for the boys?
Yeah, get a jalapeno poppers. It's called jalapeno. Jalapeno poppers.
How do you say this word? Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Okay. You don't know them. You don't have to help them back out.
No cussing, no fussing.
Does anybody need this sign in their house? The answer is no.
Everyone's all, yeah. No.
No. If you printed up your map on a MapQuest, you're in the right place.
Hey. Sometimes I'll write some like street corners on a post-it note and put that post-it on the dashboard.
Nice.
Right in La Cienega. I-5, take the La Cienega exit. 5-5.
Exit 440B.
North to Sunset. Go east on Sunset.
Pyramid Lake's on your right. You're going the wrong direction.
Plastic, bro. Was that all your Bincots, Nick?
Those are my beer bin cuts.
All right. The Nick 80. Bearded Brewer 87. On the Untapped without the with the founders of Untapped are gone. Untapped is just running rudderless out in the ocean of craft beer.
With the surviving keyboard player.
The keyboard player is the only original member of Untapped.
Yeah. So I picked up a 4-pack from Zach's Brewing Company. I had some Exactly Mosaics and some Tongue Huggers. Enjoyed those. From New Galore, thanks to Jake from State Farm, he's been getting a rotating IPA into Whole Foods. So this go-round was Soaked, which is a new a hazy IPA. Very good, very good. Aforementioned Old Rasputin's been enjoyed. And then I believe that's it.
All right.
Some rotating things, some rotating familiar things.
Familiar. What kinds of things? Bearded Brewer 87. Let's see, what did I drink this week? Dorktown on Untappd.
What did you drink?
I had that Citra Dream I had earlier for the tailgate. I got a Happy Hops from Russian River. Wow. Delivered to my door from Untappd, from Whole Foods. I was like,
did you go park in the spot anyway?
Or did you? No, man.
No,
the Whole Foods guy parked in the driveway. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it when the delivery people park in my driveway. I take a tiny minor offense to that. I don't know why.
You calling me out, bro?
Peeking through the blinds?
No, I'm just calling me out. I'm just like, no, not you. You can park.
But I park in your driveway when I'm dropping off beer.
But you know, you're Matt. You can park anywhere the hell you want. I'm talking about some random delivery driver drives up in my driveway. I'm like, bro, I've got a couple oil stains in my driveway now from freaking delivery people. Now I got to take care of that.
Dang.
Oh, Jesus. First world problem. Ooh,
scratchy, scratchy.
I'm
having my oil leak fixed right now, by the way.
Oh, was that you? Did you get in my driveway and freaking drop oil in my driveway?
Just leaking the oil. I had
a couple beers in your driveway. It's going to go in your driveway and leak oil all over it, bro.
Yeah, he went to shift it forward in your driveway, and then he had to shift it into reverse. But then hope he shifted it forward
hope
again.
Hope you got some cat litter. Why? You'll see.
You'll see. Yep. That's I wanted to have a beer with Mikey, so I drove over there, had a couple beers in his driveway, and let my truck drip oil.
Just like,
and then left.
You're just like quietly talking to your truck. Go ahead, drip all that oil. Drip it all. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's it. Drip that oil. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mess up his driver real good. Yeah. All right.
Then I flash my light bars and get the heck out of there.
Flash. Honey, they're racing on the street again.
That's why you have cat problems. Because you put litter in the driveway.
No, put the cat litter out to clean up the oil.
They're like, meow.
Cats are coming by.
Meow. Oh, look, there's a good place to poop.
Guys, this is the premium stuff. This guy's got the premium.
It's the no clump shit.
Yeah. You gotta come use it. It's great. It's soft on the paws.
And this is where we're at in 2021 for podcasts. a beer podcast.
Hey, if you don't,
so where we're at.
If you don't find this entertaining, get out.
Get the hell. Stop listening. Okay.
I come here for more beer information, and they're talking about cat poop.
You what, honey? I'm gonna stop listening to Perfect Bar.
Why? What's going on?
We're gonna talk about cats now. I didn't sign up for that.
Drink a Humble Seas, Simon and Garfunkel. Salmon and Garfunkel. Sorry.
Salmon and Garfunkel.
Salmon wow. And Salmon and Garfunkel. I bought. I had it delivered to my door because ooh. the source here by my house pissed me off. So I said I'm gonna just freaking order Humble Seas direct to my house, and they brought it to my house. It was great. And since Paul from Fairfax says it's on a technicality, Moonlight Brewing's indie, I went with that and I bought another Moonlight Brewing beer called Serial Delusion. It's a pale ale.
Ooh,
I thought it was good.
Oh, nice.
And I got a couple of faction beers also from the market. One called Crosby Stills and Hash, a pale ale with hop hash. And it was really good. And I had one called Hop Soup. It was an Imperial. And that was also good. And I tried the Modern Times Mythic Worlds. It's all Galaxy IPA. That's pretty solid if you like Galaxy Hop. That's all a very good beer. And I got my hands on the Carl Strauss Modern Times collab beer, Mosaic Oasis. Which I'm like, dude, Mosaic Hop, my favorite hop. Carl Strauss, excellent brewer. Modern Times, excellent brewer. This is going to be freaking out of the park. The best beer. I can't wait. Here we go. I bought two of them, which I usually don't do. Usually I just buy the one single and I'm good. I'm just like, I know this is going to be a freaking great beer. I'll buy two. I just thought it was okay. Wasn't that impressed. Tried both of them. I'm just like, well, the first one, I'm like, well, my setup was bad. Just wait, this next one's going to blow me away. Nah, next one was the same. I'm just like, well, I guess it was okay. Yeah, Chu says, I was like, well, I guess I need a third try, but Chu's like, I give beers two tries and then if somebody buys it for me, I'll try it again. But otherwise, I'm out.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys give more than two tries to a beer? Or after two tries, are you done? You're like, yep, I have a opinion on this beer, and this is my opinion.
If it's a four pack, I try to give it four tries.
You try. Or you have no choice but to give it four tries.
It's rare that I give something one try out of a four pack and say, I can't do this.
These three other ones, throw them out.
Yeah, not worth it. I think two is a good judge of character.
Mm-hmm. In different sittings. Mm-hmm. Not like two in the same day. Two in a different day. Yeah, well, I'll try it a third time if needed. If somebody wants to buy it.
Hey, how do you mess up a Mosaic beer that bad?
Other people say it's great. It's not like, I think I might be the outlier on it. I'm just.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't found anyone else that wants to join me. I'm like,
yeah, it does suck.
Cheers.
Do you have cheers?
What? Me?
What? You? You're all, damn it. I hope I wasn't getting gold. You're trying to hide like I did in grade school.
Sitting in the back of the class.
Yeah. You don't want to sit in the back of the class. Exactly. You want to see the next to last desk. Because the guy in the back of the class, you still have responsibility. You have to, because, you know, when papers are being turned around and stuff, you still got to get up and turn the paper back into the guy at the front.
Wow.
The best, the premium seats are the ones, the next to last seat that gets the less attention. That, you know, that's what I learned as an introverted person that never wanted to be called on all through high school.
Yes. Don't call.
If you could control where you sit, you want to sit in the next to last seat.
Man. See, I agree, but I was also a window seat guy.
Mm.
And so I would sacrifice the back row to be more near a window.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I could stare off aimlessly into the outside and not pay attention.
Yes. I like that seat as well, except for that I'm aware that it would distract me the whole time. And so I would usually get the next to last, you know, if you could control where you sit, I get the next to last seat that to the wall of whatever the classroom was. You would get very little traffic your way if you sit in that seat. FYI, to you kids listening, you high school kids
you
listening.
You kids, yeah, who are not distance learning right now. But
cheers, Nick.
I saw some happenings in the Porum from people I have not heard from for a while now. So cheers to Rad Stacy, as previously mentioned. Big Game James from Bakersfield and Evil Circle from the Fontana region. Yes.
So the Vice President Pence went to his old base there in Lemoore last week.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their son-in-law is based there in Lemoore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go. FYI, in case you're wondering. Matt.
Yes?
Do you have anyone to give cheers to?
Do I?
I don't know. It's a curious wonderment.
I'm going to go different because normally we cheers the patrons, but cheers to the Discord members.
Oh,
that thing be popping off, as the kids say.
Oh, the porum's kind of slow and the Discord's kind of happening. That's what you're saying. Yeah. If you want to, we have a channel open to regular listeners on the Discord now. You don't have to be a golden guide. If you look in the show notes, there's a link to it. I actually did it last week. I don't know if I'm going to do it this week, but last week I actually did it.
Is that the lager line?
Lager line. Lager line. So go there, have the funds. And go in on the Friday night Zooms. Cheers to everyone on the Friday night get-its on Zoom. Listeners of the show and whoever involved with the show gets to have the funds on the Zooms. Just hang out and drink beer with listeners of the show. It's a fun Friday night, man. For all this damn pandemic we've had to endure for the past year, listeners of the Perfect Pour have given you a place to hang out on Friday nights with cool people. So check on that Discord group channel if you want to see how to get into that Friday night get it, or you can just message somebody that's involved in it give you the details. Also, cheers to just in general to all the Golden Gods that donate money to the show, of course. The Porum, the Discord channel, the Friday Night Gets. You guys are all, everyone's cool that shares the show on social media too. Really appreciate it. And also cheers to Drinking in the NW, old Donnie in the Northwest. He caused quite a stir. His daughter is 21 and single. It caused quite a stir on the Twitters this week.
Wow.
Drinking in the NW. And also cheers to Hops underscore Hound and everyone that shares the show and talks about the show. We really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to the show and staying all the way through to the end here. We're on episode 391. We're inching our way towards 400. I have my idea for 400 that I haven't told Nick and Matt about. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yep. He might hate it. I forgot to talk to you guys. Maybe I'll talk to you guys afterwards here. We'll see.
Wow.
we'll it's an interesting idea that requires effort on all three of our parts.
Oh, God.
I already hate effort.
Oh, you said effort. No. No effort. Hey! Yeah. It requires all of us to get a moleskin. All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week. Be safe out there. Everyone, take care of yourself.
No,
be safe.
No.
Just be.
No, rude. Don't be safe.
Yeah, just be crazy.
That's right. Reckless.
Reckless.
Drink hazies.
Be crazy. Drink hazies. Reckless hazies.